Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India calls for continued normalization of ties with China for mutually beneficial outcomes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Chinese Vice President in Beijing. Undocking of Axiom 4 carrying Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members to begin at 4:30 p.m. today. U.S. to send Patriot air defense munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. IMD issues heavy to very heavy rainfall warning in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal today. And India need 135 runs to win against England on the final day in third test at Lord's today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the importance of open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China amid the complex international situation. Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Vice President of China Han Zheng in Beijing today. He highlighted that continued normalization of ties between the two countries can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. The minister also expressed confidence that his discussions in this visit will maintain that positive trajectory.
Our bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory. We have marked the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations. The resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is also widely appreciated in India. Continued normalization of our ties can produce mutually beneficial outcomes.
He said India supports a successful Chinese presidency at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. He is on a two-day visit to China to attend the SCO Foreign Minister's meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. He said the crew will arrive back on Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. More from our correspondent.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the ISS and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission. All the colleagues at ISRO who have worked tirelessly in developing all the protocols, the science and the outreach activities.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the US and the mission specialist Slavoj Uznaeski-Wisniewski and Tibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. The SpaceX Falcon 9 carrying the crew was launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Chandrayaan 3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. The primary objective of this mission was to place a lander and rover in the highlands near the moon's south pole and to demonstrate end-to-end landing and roving capabilities. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket, developed by Indian Space Research Organization, successfully launched Chandrayaan-3 into orbit. Our correspondent reports.
Chandrayaan-3 consists of an indigenous propulsion module, a lander module, and a rover to develop and demonstrate new technologies required for interplanetary missions. On 23rd August 2023, Chandrayaan-3 successfully soft-landed on the Moon's South Pole. With this landing, India became the fourth nation to successfully land on the Moon and the first to achieve a soft landing near the lunar South Pole. During the mission, several experiments, including measurement of near-surface plasma content, presence of mineral elements, temperature profile of the lunar topsoil were conducted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi named the sideways Vikram lander and Pragyan rover landed on the lunar surface as Shiv Shakti. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal today launched the two-day Bay of Bengal initiative for multi-sectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC Ports Conclave, in Vishakhapatnam. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal stated that India's neighbourhood first policy exemplifies its commitment to leading cooperation in the regional maritime sector.
In the 21st century, our ports are no longer just a model interface between land and water, but are an integral part of a dynamic and global supply chain network. Inspired by the motto of transformation through transportation, India has made remarkable strides in enhancing the capacity and efficiency of the ports, reflecting our commitment to realizing the Maritime Amritkal Vision 2047.
The two-day conclave will deliberate on the unwavering commitment to enhancing regional maritime connectivity and cooperation among the ocean rim nations of the Bay. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today reserved its order on cognizance of the prosecution complaint of the Enforcement Directorate ED against senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald money laundering case. The court has listed the matter for order on the 29th of this month. The matter was related to whether to take cognizance of the supplementary charge sheet in the National Herald case in which allegations of money laundering against Congress leaders have been made. All accused have opposed the ED's plea on the point of cognizance of the charge sheet and denied the allegations. The ED is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the arms dealer Sanjay Bhandari-linked money laundering case. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was questioned by the agency in another money laundering probe linked to purchase of a land in Gurugram by his company. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India's Wholesale Price Index, WPI, inflation dropped to -0.13% in June 2025 over the same period last year. The dip is primarily due to decrease in prices of food articles, mineral oils, manufacture of basic metals, crude petroleum and natural gas. According to the data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, WPI-based inflation has been steadily easing since March this year and had hit a 14-month low of 0.39% in the month of May. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Odisha for the next 2 days. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar said that two low-pressure systems are likely to form, one over northwest Madhya Pradesh and its neighbouring areas, and the other over the northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining coastal regions.
Today, monsoon conditions are in very active phase due to two low-pressure areas. One is over northeast Rajasthan and another over southeast West Bengal and adjoining Bangladesh area. Due to that, we are expecting there should be extremely heavy rainfall over Gangtik, West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during next 2 days. And another low pressure area over northeast Rajasthan, we are expecting there will be extremely heavy rainfall activity over Rajasthan during next 2 days and very heavy rainfall activity over West Madhya Pradesh today.
In Rajasthan, heavy rains are occurring in many parts of the state, impacting normal life. IMD has issued an alert for heavy rain in 18 districts of the state today. More from our correspondent.
Due to continuous rains, many rivers in the state, including the Chambal, are in spate. Water is being released by opening 12 gates of the Kota Barrage on the Chambal River. Following this, an alert has been issued in the catchment areas of Chambal River. So far, the state has experienced 114% more rainfall than normal. The meteorological department has issued alert for heavy and very heavy rainfall in some parts of Kota, Ajmer, Jaipur and Udaipur divisions today. With Jitendra Divedi's report, Neelam Kaushik, Akashwani News.
In Madhya Pradesh, the Met Department has issued an alert for heavy rain in 35 districts, including Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain and Gwalior Chambal division today.
During the last 24 hours, there was a storm and rain in many districts. Ratlam and Guna districts received the most rain. Intermittent rain continues in most of the districts of the state, including Bhopal, Indore, Jabalpur, Gwalior, Ujjain, Narmadapuram, Ratlam and Shivpuri. Due to continuous rain in Shivpuri district, the water level of Atal Sagar Madikheda Dam has increased rapidly. Due to this, 6 gates of dam have been opened today. 3 gates of Gwalior's Tighar Reservoir were opened yesterday evening. The Meteorological Department has issued an alert of heavy rain in 35 districts of Indore, Bhopal, Ujjain, Gwalior, Chambal division today. Abhishek Katyar, Akashwani, Bhopal.
The weather in Himachal Pradesh remains disturbed today with intermittent rainfall continuing across various parts of the state. In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall of 72 millimetres was recorded in Rajgarh, located in Sirmaur district. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in some areas of the state till the 20th of this month. In Bihar, at least 9 people have been killed and several injured due to lightning in the state in the past 24 hours. Maximum 5 casualties have been reported in Banka district, followed by 2 in Gayaji. 1 fatality each was reported in Patna and Nalanda district. Official sources said all the fatalities occurred during rains while people were working in the fields. The U.S. will send Patriot air defense munitions to Ukraine to help the war-torn nation in its fight against Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump told media at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland that he has not agreed on the number of Patriot missiles to be given to Ukraine yet, but they are going to have some because they do need protection.
Well, I'm going to have a meeting with the Secretary General who's coming in tomorrow, but we basically are going to send them various pieces of very sophisticated military, and they're going to pay us 100% for them. And that's the way we want it. And we've been trying to get that again. We're in for about $350 billion. Europe is in for $100 billion. That's a lot of money, $100, but they should be in actually for more than us. So as we send equipment, they're going to reimburse us for that equipment. Doesn't that sound good? That's the way it should have been a long time ago.
Washington's move comes just 2 weeks after the U.S. decided to pause some arms deliveries to Kiev. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former President of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari. Mr. Modi said his wisdom, warmth and unwavering commitment to India-Nigeria friendship stood out. On sports, India need 135 runs to win against England in the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's on the final day today. Chasing a target of 193 on a tricky Lord's pitch, India were 58 for 4 at stumps yesterday. In a post-day interview, India all-rounder Washington Sundar remained confident that the men in blue will complete the crucial chase and clinch victory in the historic test.
We want so many things the way we expect it to be, but yes, we'll take it any day. We'll really come out positive. We've got some solid batsmen in the dressing room, and it's exciting in every way. You know, winning Test in Lords is going to be amazing, so I think we're sitting pretty. We'll just assess however it is in the morning and just play to the situation and play to the merit, and we know it's all going to go really well for us.
Chelsea Football Club made history by winning the first ever FIFA Club World Cup, beating Paris Saint-Germain 3-0 in a stunning final at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India calls for continued normalization of ties with China for mutually beneficial outcomes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with Chinese Vice President in Beijing. undocking of Axiom 4 carrying Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members to begin at 4:30 p.m. today. U.S. to send Patriot air defense munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. IMD issues heavy to very heavy rainfall warning in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal today. And in cricket, India need 135 runs to win against England on the final day in third test at Lord's today. And with that, we end the midday news.